Getting back to the article that I saw that you wrote some time ago along with some friends, three ways Christians can be more can be like Jesus amid a more polarized culture. And you had some really good points. We were talking a little bit off the air about the idea of being missionaries in our own area and really thinking like missionaries in our own cities, towns, states, our own nation.
Yeah, well, I think that's key because, I mean, we have a mission force that's followers of Jesus living on mission. The problem is the mission force is generally not engaging the mission field. Now, the mission field is changing. It's becoming more secular. It's becoming more polarized. But I think we have to acknowledge that the Lord has called us to be on mission and to follow Jesus on his mission. And so that's the thing that I'm hoping to see that Christians will take out of this. Again, it's very easy to kind of seek to go to war with those around us, and I think ultimately, you know, take back what was ours. But really, statistically, this country has not been for a very, very long time a nation of committed Christians. So let's committed Christians live on mission. There are things for which we're going to stand, and things for which we're going to take a stand, and you know, even fight in an appropriate way. But I think ultimately we need to be known more for what we're for than what we're against.
You talk about the word fight, and I keep thinking, you know, maybe we just fight a different way. We're not being the belligerent. We fight graciously. We fight through grace.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the thing, is that grace-filled people are going to speak in grace-filled and winsome ways, and there are times to speak strongly, and there are times to speak winsomely. But I think the thing is you know, I mean, gosh, you know, the whole "what would Jesus do" is so helpful. You know, I would ask, what would Jesus post on Facebook? I think Facebook has become a
I like
Facebook
that.
Has become it's sort of become a cesspool of people just blurting. Here's one thing I would say: would your Muslim neighbor be more likely to consider the claims of the gospel because of what you post on Facebook? Would your secular liberal neighbor be more likely? So those are some questions. People read those things, and our neighbors read those things. And so my question would be, is this, you know, are you wasting your, don't waste your Facebook, right? Use it for the glory of God and for the advance of his kingdom, because it's the place where sometimes we think we can blurt. But we have to do more than just blurt. We have to be living for showing the love of Jesus and making a difference even there.
What about listening to people better? Because that's the thing about Facebook. You blurt instead of listen.
Exactly. And then you block people on the comments.
No, there you go.
So in the article I wrote, it's at Christianity Today. It's called Three Key Takeaways. Three ways Christian can live in a more polarized culture. One of the first things is to listen better to people who disagree, and I encourage people to do that. I have friends who are a very different political persuasion than me. I have friends who are different religion than me. I've sat down with people who are Hindu, people who are Muslim, people who are atheists, and I want to listen to them. So I understand them better. Now I'm an evangelical. I want everyone to come to faith in Jesus. But first, to start with, I just want to learn what people think and understand what they're all about. And then the second thing I wrote is to love people despite their disagreements. There are people who disagree with me on pro-life issues, who disagree with me on tax issues. Right? Now, those are, tax issues aren't generally things I go to war with in social media, but on morality issues, those are things that I write about and stand for, and people go to war. But here's the thing. I want to love them anyway. I've sat across the table from people that I deeply disagree, who are filled with anger, who then said to me, man, why are you not angry about this? And I said, because I have peace that passes all understanding through Christ. Because then that's the third thing, is to lead people to understand what we believe, right? And this is key. I really think we need a renaissance of evangelism in our country. I think that that this is a key moment for us. The world's going to know we're different, so let's tell them, and they're going to hopefully know we're different, not just by what we say on Facebook, but how we live as a neighbor, how we live as a coworker. And so now we've got to be more willing to show and share the love of Jesus and be able to just, you know, move more than just, you know, wearing a cross to work, but actually telling people the good news of the gospel. So I think polarization means we need to reach across this polarization and share the good news of the gospel.